Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbosai. Today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Beis. We're at the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and we just quoted a brisa talking about the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in terms of what you can use for whatever you're doing, whether it's a shtufin mevos, which joins a chatzeros into a mavoi, or whether it's an Erev chatzeros, which obviously joins houses into a chatzer. So it's kedai just to start from the brisa, and we'll just go right there. It's about 10 or 11 lines up. My Rabbi Meir, my Rabbanan. What's the brisa says? The Tanya, like we learned there. Brisa ma'arvin b'chatzeros b'pas v'im runs with arev b'yayin in ma'arvin. Right? If the brisa Tanakama says that an erev chatzeros is done with bread, and if you want to do with wine, so then that doesn't work. Meaning you need to use bread for an erev chatzeros. Mishtatfin b'mavoi b'yayin v'im rupsu l'shtatif b'pas mishtatfin. If you want to make a shtufin mevoas with wine, right, that's the best thing to do. But if you want to use bread, so then that's fine. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros u'mishtatfin b'mavoi, and we make both of them shlo l'shkach toras erev min atzinokos. Right, that's shiom Rav Hussein lo erev divrei Rabbi Meir. Meaning Rabbi Meir said this is all Rabbi Meir's shita, that you need to use bread for an erev chatzeros. If you want to use bread for a mavoi, a shtufin mevoas, that's fine. But really, you should use wine. And if you make one, you need to make the other so you don't forget the whole institution of Erevin. And the Chachamim say you can do either or, meaning you don't need both. You need either an Erev or a Shittuf. So the Gemara says, Pligi Borab Nechumi V'Rab. There's Machlokas between Rab Nechumi. I don't remember ever seeing that name before, but okay. Either way, and Rabba. Some people say it's Ruchumi. Okay, that's the Bach over here. But either way, these two great Rabbonim have the following machlokas. Chad Amar Bepas, the Kuli Amalo Pligi, the Bechad Asagi. One of them says the machlokas if is the following. If you use bread, everybody agrees that you only need one of them, the Erev Chatzeros or the Shtufei Mevos. Ki Pligi B'yayin. The only machlokas is if you use wine. Meaning, if you use wine, if the shidduf is done with wine, so according to the Chachamim, that's fine for the Erev, and according to Rabbi Meir, you need to use bread for the Erev, even though the wine is good for the shidduf. That's one way of understanding. The Chad Amar, the other one, says, no, b'yayin kuli amal pligi to be nantardi. According to this understanding, if you use wine for the shtufin mevos, so everybody agrees that you need to make an erev with bread. Ki pligi b'pas. The machlokas is by bread, that if you use bread for the shituf, so that works for the erev as well. Okay, so two ways to understand machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Meisve, hold on one second, I'll ask you a question. Again, according to this is Akasha on the second way of understanding, that everybody's masking that if you use the wine for shtufin mevos, then that does not cover the Eruv on the Chatzer. Meisvei, once I ask you a question, the Chachamim say, O ma'arvin, O mishtatfin. What about the second part of that brisa? The Chachamim say, you can either make an Eruv or make a Shituf. What does that mean? My lav, doesn't that mean, O ma'arvin, b'chatzer b'pas, O mishtatfin, b'mabu b'yayin? Doesn't that mean that either you make an Eruv with bread, or you make a Shituf with wine? So that seems to imply that you only make a Shituf with wine, a shtufin mevos, and that works for the Erev as well. Samar of Gidol Amarav, Hachikamar. No, this is what it meant to say. Oma Arvin Bechotzer Bepas, Umutarin Kanvekan. You have two options. Either you make an Erev with bread, and it's mutter to carry in the Chotzer, and in the Shituf, and in the Mavoi, because that works for shtufin mevos as well. Oh, the other option is Mishtatfin B'mavoi Bepas, Umutarin Kanvekan. That you make the Shituf mevos with bread, and then you can use that for the Erev as well. But it doesn't necessarily imply that if you make the shtufin mevos with wine, you can rely on that for the Erev Chatzeros. So that's one way to understand. That's how you would understand that second part of the brisa according to this interpretation. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav, what's the halacha? So according to Rav, the halacha k' Rabbi Meir, that we paskin and we teach that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. And straight up, we're not afraid of that. Right? We had this once before in the Masechta, the different ways to say who the halacha is like. So halacha k' Rabbi Meir means, and we teach it. Rav Huna amar minhag k' Rabbi Meir. Rav Huna says the minhag is like Rabbi Meir, and then we don't teach it, but we won't necessarily. If someone comes and asks you about it personally, so then you'll tell them that's the halacha. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I'm a nohagu kam ka Rabbi Meir. Everybody is noheg like Rabbi Meir, meaning we're not going to protest. Right? We're not going to be upset. Right? We don't paskin like that. Right? It's the last line in Rashi before the Mishnah. Yavod lo mechinam bu. Right? If somebody does that, if he does like Rabbi Meir, meaning that you need both a shittuv and mavos and the eruv. So then we're not going to protest. What could be the possible problem by being machmer like a remeir and making both an eruv for the chotzer and a shtuf mavos for the mavoi? The Tosas over here says in Dibur Maskel Nahagu that simply an issue of bracha. Right? He says v'yesh lomar de lo havi bracha levatala. Right? We say that according to Rabbi Meir, it's not a bracha levatala, and that would be the problem with the chumrah. Okay. Right, he has other nafkamines as well. Right? Why? But let's stick with that. Okay, new Mishnah. Chamisha chabura. Right, nafkamine is probably the wrong word, but he has other reasons to explain. But okay, ayin sham. Says the new Mishnah. Chamisha chaburos sheshavsu betraklin echad. You have five groups of people that are living in one traklin. A traklin is a palace, a mansion, or whatever. Five, and again, the case here is that each one of these groups has their own exit into the chatzer, right? And there are also other houses in the chatzer as well. So you have five groups on five sides of a mansion. Each group has their own exit. And we're going to see exactly what is the case, what's the setup inside of the mansion or the palace, whatever. Well, that's going to be discussed in the Gemara. So let's leave that out for now. So if you have five groups that are hanging out for Shabbos in this mansion, right? Big bar mitzvah, whatever it is. Beishamai omrim eruv v'chol chabura v'chabura. Beisil omrim eruv echad l'kulam. Right? Beishamai beisil have machlokas whether each individual person, well, rather each individual group needs its own eruv. Beishamai says yes. Beisil says no. V'modim, but Beisil is moda. They agree that bisman shemiktsas and shurim v'chadarim obayalios, that if some of them are in different rooms straight up, or they're in a different floor, said for sure, that for sure everybody needs their own Erev. So what's going on over here? So we're going to have four different understandings in terms of what the case is, in terms of how these, let's say, families are set up in this big big mansion, this big palace. Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Machokas b'mesipas. The Machokas is b'mesipas. Mesipas is a lousy, very flimsy, what's it called? Mechitza. It's a very lousy, very flimsy mechitza. It's not even 10 tefachim. Rashi says over here that it's a little tiny thing made out of wood, right? Mechitza nemucha shel chatichos eitzim, right? A little bit of pieces of wood. Right? Meaning, everybody is basically in the same room. There are little, small, tiny wooden partitions here and between these people, between these groups. That's the machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. As Rashi says, the Beis Hillel, Beis Echadu, Beis Hillel says it's one house. And Beis Shammai says, no, that will be that's enough of a mechitza. Okay, so that's Rav Nachman's understanding. Avo mechitza asara, but if the mechitzos are 10 tefachim, right, again, that's as we've been saying since the beginning of the Masechta, that's a proper mechitza is 10 tefachim. So then Divrei call Erev v'chol chabura v'chabura, according to everybody, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you will need an Eruv for each one, because it's as if they're all partitioned off, it's as if they're all in their own rooms, their own houses, etc. That's Rav Nachman. That's number one. Iga Damri, another way to understand, I'm Rav Nachman, of what Rav Nachman said. Af b'mesipas machogas. Rav Nachman said, even by these lousy walls, these lousy mechitzas that are less than 10 tefachim, there's still machogas. But, right, and obviously, if you have a proper mechitza that is 10 tefachim. So, then meaning by both of them. Not, the first understanding is a machlokas by mesipas, but not by mechitza. And the second understanding is a machlokas even by a mesipas, meaning certainly there's a machlokas if you have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim. Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon, and two more ways to understand. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi. Two more ways to understand. Chadamar, one of them says, machlokas by mechitzas hamagios latikra. The machlokas is not by these little lousy mesipos walls, but by mechitzos hamagias latikra. You have partitions that get to the roof. Tosus explains over here, we're not talking about actual partitions that go to the roof, because that's a wall, right? And that's, everybody's in a different room, right? That's the end of the Mishnah, that everybody agrees, right? If they're in different rooms, for sure they need a different eruv. So Tosus says over here, the last Tosus on the bottom, what does he say? Hacha eriv mechitzos arai, you go in your rios. Here we're talking about curtains. Right, you have a curtain, if you can imagine, right, lo aleinu, or maybe for good reasons, right, you're in a hospital and they have curtains between each bed. So similar, they go up to the wall, they go up to the ceiling, and that's the machlokes according to one man d'amar. Aval mechitzos she'im magios l'tikra, but if you have these curtains that don't go up to the roof, so then Divrei Kol Erev Echad L'Kulam, then everybody agrees. Even Beis Shammai would agree that you only need one Erev for everybody. V'chad Amar, and the fourth understanding is Machlokes B'Mechitzos. The Machlokes is by these Mechitzos. Alvo Magios L'Tikra, meaning Mechitzos that don't go up to the roof. Terrible. My apologies. V'chad Amar, let's start again. The fourth understanding is Machlokes B'Mechitzos Shem Magios L'Tikra. The Machlokes is if you have these curtains that do not go into the roof. But if you have curtains that go all the way up, then Divrei Kol Tzrichin Erev Chabura V'Chabura. Then even Beis Hillel would agree that you need an Erev for each individual family. Okay, so now we'll have a couple of questions. Well, really one question from one Brisa, and we'll kind of apply it and see how that fits into each opinion. Meisve, I'll ask you a question from a Brisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Hasavar. Rabbi Yehuda Hasavar said, Rashi says, Al Shem Churfe, about his Charifness. Charif in Hebrew means spicy, but meaning in Charif, when we say in learning, usually means he's very smart, he's very sharp. So Rabbi Yehuda, right, you have Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, I'm not sure there are other maybe Rabbi Yehudas, but this is Rabbi Yehuda Hasavar, someone who was he was very sharp. So he has said the following. Lo nechlu beisham beishel al mechitzas amagios la tikra. Tzitzruchin eruv, l'kol chabura chabura. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that mechitzos that go to the ceiling, meaning curtains that go to the ceiling, everybody agrees, Beis Shammai, even Beis Hillel agrees that you need an eruv for everybody. Amal nechlegu, what's the machlokas? Al mechitzos she'en magios l'tekra. The machlokas is, she Beis Shammai omrim eruv, l'kol chabura chabura, ve Beis Hillel omrim eruv echa l'kulam. Right, that the machlokas in our Mishnah is when you have these curtains that do not go up to the ceiling. That's the machlokas. So Gemara says, "Laman de Amar b'machitzas amagias the tikra machlokas tiyufta." According to the Manda Amar, who says that the machlokas is by machitzas that go up to the ceiling. So this is a tiyufta. This knocks that out because what do we say specifically? We said specifically, right, that the machlokas is not, right, the lo nechleku beisham beis hillel in that case, where the mechitzos go to the ceiling. Okay, so that's a tiyufta. Well, ma davar b'mechitzos shem agias l'tikra machlokas, according to the one who says the machlokas is when you have these half-high curtains that go up, let's say, half of the way up, so that's siyata, right, so that's a proof, right, because that's exactly what this price says. Right, that's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that for these curtains that only go halfway up to the ceiling. Okay, so that's a proof. What about the other two cases? La'achlishna d'amar of Nachman machlokas b'mesipas. According to the Amman, d'amar says it's a machlokas that Rav Nachman holds that the machlokas is by mesipas, by these lousy mechitzos. So tiyufta, that's going to be a tiyufta, because Rav Nachman said that Beis Hillel will be maskim that you need every single you need an eruv v'chol chabura v'chabura for these type of mesipas. Right, our price says that Beis Hillel does not require everybody to give an eruv, right, when it's set up by when it's broken up by partitions. Right, again, if you're going to say that Beis Hillel requires everybody to give by Masipa, so for sure, if you have partitions that go up to the ceiling. Here, that's right. If you look at Avo Mechitzos Modu Beis Hillel, right, again, I mean, according to Rav Nachman, the Machlokas is by Masipas, but the implication is, if you look at Rashi, again, the second Rashi on the Amud, right, the Hachlesh and the Amar of Nachman Machlokas by Masipas, Avo Mechitzos Modu Beis Hillel. Right, the implication from the fact that Beis Hillel argues by the case of these lousy, wooden, tiny, nothing mechitzos is that if you had proper mechitzos, he would agree that you need an eruv by each one, and that's not what we say over here, right? We see that's the machlokas. And finally, right, bitch back in the Gemara, Lahach Lishna Dam Rav Nachman Af Mesipas Machlokas, right, according to the Mandama who says that Rav Nachman holds that the Machlokas is even by Mesipas of the Machlokas, meaning there's also a Machlokas by when you have proper Mechitzos, but even by Mesipas is also a Machlokas. So, Lema Tiav Tiyufta, maybe that should be a Tiyufta, then maybe this Brisa should knock that out. So, Amalek Rav Nachman would just say to you, no. Pligi b'mechitza v'hu adin b'mesipas. No. they argue by mechitzos, right? These lousy mechitzos and the proper mechitzos that we talked about on Amud Aleph, but also by mesipas, by these lousy mechitzos. So therefore, why over here in our braisa do they argue about a mechitza? To teach you the strength of Beis Hillel Shita, that even in that case, we will say that you only need one Erev. Why doesn't the braisa argue by these mesipos that are like these lousy, tiny, little, nothing wooden partitions to teach you how much Beis Shammai will say, right? Ad kirei kach, that Beis Shammai will say you need an Erev for each one of them. So Gemara says, korach de'atera odif. It's better to teach something about the heter. And in general, korach de'atera odif, the logic simply is that anybody can be machmir. Anybody can refrain and keep the stringent halacha, right? It takes a certain koach. It takes a certain ability to give a heter, to give a reason, to give a logic why something should be mutter. Anybody can just abstain or do whatever it is, to be machmir. But to be mekel, that's already more impressive. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Hasvar. The Halacha Dafka is like Rabbi Yehuda Hasvar. Right? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Masnisa Namideka, and it even makes sense from our Mishnah. The Gatani, because what do we see at the end of our Mishnah? Modim Rabbi Beis Hillel agree with Manchem Mitzvah and Shurim B'Chadarim Ba'Aliyos Shulchan Erev V'Chol Chabura V'Chabura. That if any people are in different rooms or at different floors, so for sure you need an Erev for each one of them. So Gemara says my chadarim my aliyos. What are these cases of different rooms, different floors? Eli mechadarim chadarim mamish valios chalios mamish. If you're telling me mamish different rooms and floors with exits to the chatzer, so pshita, obviously everybody's in a different. It's like they're in different houses. So alav, it must be kein chadarim chadarim v'kein aliyos. Right, it must be a case that's similar to rooms and floors. What is that? And that is mechitzas hamagias l'tikra. Right, these makeshift—not really makeshift—but the curtains that go up to the roof. That's similar to being in different rooms. And so shma minah. So we see dafka that's exactly what the halacha is, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda Svar had dafka explained. Okay, Tana, we learned in our brisa a different understanding. Bamed varim murim. When do we have this Mishnah? When we have this Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel, Kishmolichin is Eruv leMakom Acher. Right? Forget all the other details, right, that we've been talking about until now. The Brisa says, when is Beisham Beis Hillel arguing? That's if the Eruv is going somewhere else. Aval imhaya Eruvan ba Etzlan. But if the Eruv, again, if they're in a Chatzer with a bunch of different families, so right, the Eruv goes to one of them, and that makes the Eruv Chatzeros. If the Eruv is going to another house, so then fine, that's the Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel. But if the Eruv is coming to their mansion, so then Divrei Kol Eruvecha the Kula, right? That, then everybody agrees that you only need one Eruv for all five families living in the mansion. Kaman Ozla Hadatina. So who is the following Brisa like? Therefore, Chamisha Shagavos Eruvan. If five people gather their Eruv together, Kishmoluchan is Eruvan L'macham Acher, when they take their Eruv somewhere else, i.e., for example, to another Chatzer, right? If you want to join two Chatzeres together, so Eruv Echa L'kulam, right? You only need one Eruv for everybody, right? Only from one guy. So come on, who's that like? That's Kabeis Hillel, right? That's Beis Hillel Shita. That's what we just said above in the Brisa, that if the Eruv is going somewhere else, that's the Machokes, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel holds that you only need one Eruv. Vigadamri, another way to understand, another way it was said over. Bamedvarim Murim, when is the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, if you need five Eruvim or one? Kashaya Eruv ba Etzlan. The machlokas is if the Eruv comes to them. Avam Hayom Aluchan is Eruv Makam Achar, the Vriakol, Srikhan Eruv Chokhabur Bukhabura. But if the Eruv is going somewhere else, so then everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel agrees, that you need an Eruv from every single person. So Kaman Azla Hadatayna, so therefore, who is the following Bryce alike? Chamisha Shagavu Eruvim. The five people who gathered the Eruv together, when they take the Eruv somewhere else, to another Chatzer, you only need one Eruv for all of them. Come on, who's that like? Well, that's the Dolokachat. That's not like anybody, because according to this understanding, even Rabbi Beis Hillel will agree that if you take the Eruv outside of your Chatzer, going somewhere else, then you need an Eruv for every single person. Here, this Bryce has just said that you need only one Eruv in that case, and that's like neither Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Okay, a new Mishnah. Ha'achim shayu oklim al shulchan avihim. Let's say there were brothers that were eating on their father's table. We'll see exactly what that means in the Gemara. V'yishenim bevateichem, but they were sleeping in their own homes. Right? They're married, they're living somewhere else, in the chatzer, but they come to eat by their father, by the family house. But they go home to sleep. So what's the deal? So the Gemara says, Tzrichin Erev L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Every single person needs to make their own Erev, needs to partake in the Erev. L'fichach, therefore, M'shachach Echad V'Echad V'Lo Erev. If somebody forgot, so then, Mevatal es Rishuso, he can be Mevatal es Rishuso, and that would fix the situation. But, i.e., the implication is, he would mess up the Erev if he forgot to join. Emasai, when is that true? Bismach Malichan Erev v'Makom Acher. That's when they're taking their Erev somewhere else, meaning going to, let's say, someone else in the Chatzer, or another Chatzer. Avalam Hayer Erev ba'etzlan, but if the Erev was coming to the father's house, oh, she'eni mayim diurim b'chatzer, or if they're the only people in the Chatzer, right, it's a father and his five kids, so then Eina Tzuchan Erev, then they do not need an Erev, they're all considered to be one entity. Let's just do one line, and then we'll stop at the Tanur Rabbanan. Shema Mina, what do you see from the Mishnah? Makom Lina Gorei. Right, apparently you see, right, if they all eat at the father's table, but they sleep in their own houses, right, they each need their own Erev, so apparently you see that the place where a person sleeps determines where he lives. So I'm Rav Yudha Marav. No, the case is, B'makabli Pras Shanu. We're not talking about where they actually eat at the father's table. The case is that they're eating at home as well. But really, Nekabli Pras, they're being supported by the father. Right? Rashi says, they're not actually eating on his table, they're all eating at home. Right? But they're just being supported by him. So that's they're sort of connected. But it's not trying to say that if you're faced with a choice between sleeping and eating, you should choose the sleeping. No, the case is where they're both all eating in their own houses. Again, we'll talk about a little bit more about what the nafkaminas are in terms of being of the fact that the father supports them, and that they can join together, etc., etc. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol Rabosa, we're going to invite you on the Hilei Gishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.